In her light khaki scout uniform, Jennifer Terrell, her partner Alicia Burns, and their children, 7-year-old Cruz and 5-year-old Jude, hauled 3 large boxes into the Irving Boy Scouts building. Inside the boxes were the signed online petitions. Terrell used to be a den mother until the national organization found out she was gay and kicked her out. That's the policy.
The thing is I didn't want to be in Scouts. It was a volunteer position that I reluctantly accepted, but fell in love with it. And I'm here not to say anything negative about the Scouts. We love Scouts. We love everything that the Scouts stand for. We do not love this policy. We want this policy to be changed.
Boy Scouts of America said in a statement it respected Terrell and her family, but after a 2-year study by an 11-member committee, it reaffirmed its anti-gay policy. Terrell wanted more information, like who was on the committee.
I want to know who did they meet with, who decided this, because I have over 300,000 signatures that say to the contrary. I've never once seen evidence that America doesn't want this change. And how can 11 members of a team decide that the words of 300,000 people don't matter?
Terrell's supporter, special education teacher Marlon Bynum, who is gay, has protested outside Boy Scouts headquarters for weeks at a time. He says the scout policy violates basic civil rights.
Civil rights means that you have the same equality as another person. I cannot be a leader in the Boy Scouts of America. I'm a special education teacher. I work with troubled kids in an alternative education situation. And yet, they say that I'm unqualified to lead young people. And yet, that's what I do professionally.
Nearby, 3 members of Mansfield's Kingdom Baptist Church disagreed. They stood under shade trees with banners that read, "Fear God." Joey Faust is the pastor.
We're here to applaud the decision of the Boy Scouts and any organization that takes a stand for traditional morality or at least remains neutral in the culture war.
Jennifer Terrell says neither Faust nor the Boy Scouts' reaffirmed policy will prevent her from trying to change the gay ban because it hurts families and her son.
I just can't tell you enough the heartbreak that I felt when I got the phone call telling me that I wasn't good enough to be a part of his life because I'm gay. If you love a child, you understand that when somebody hurts them, it's much worse than when somebody hurts you. He shouldn't have to deal with this on a daily basis.
Terrell says she'll keep fighting until her son doesn't have to deal with it anymore. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.